Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
This episode of Canada Land is brought to you by Douglas, a mattress that is trusted by more than 200,000 Canadians from coast to coast to coast. It's a great mattress at a very reasonable price point. Comes with a 20-year warranty and a great deal for our listeners. Douglas is giving you a free sleep bundle with each mattress purchase. Get the sheets, pillows, mattress, and pillow protectors free with your Douglas purchase today. Visit douglas.ca/CanadaLand to claim this offer. That is douglas.ca/CanadaLand. This episode is brought to you by the Center for Addiction and Mental Health here in Toronto. Cutting edge, state of the art, compassionate facility. Right now, it is Mental Health Awareness Week. This is the time when they need you most. This is the time when you can make a real difference when it comes to doing something about the mental health crisis and the devastating opioid epidemic, the overdose epidemic that we're currently experiencing, losing 20 people every day. They need your help. Donate at camh.ca/CanadaLand to help CAMH treat addiction and build hope.
Hello?
Hi, BJ. This is Kevin Sexton.
Yeah, how you doing? You're from a New York thing. I thought it was from Quebec.
Well, I am in Quebec. It's just my Skype. I'm calling you through Skype, so it uses this weird New York number for some reason.
Oh, wow.
So how was the congratulations on the big Facebook special? How'd it go?
Oh, a lot of people responded. It was really nice.
How many costume changes did you have?
Oh, shoot, I don't know. Quite a few.
So BJ, where are you, and can you describe your surroundings?
I'm in a suburb of Boston, about 30 miles away, and I think it seems like we're all in the same situation. It doesn't make any difference where we are. I talked to some friends of mine from Prince Edward Island, and they're basically in the same situation.
Yeah.
But one thing they have an advantage, though, is they're not as crowded in as we are here. But then I'm not as crowded in as I would be in New York or Boston. So it's like, you know.
Yeah. What's the most abnormal thing you did recently?
Well, the fact that you have to go to the store and you have to wait in line to go into the store. And the last time I did go out, I put a mask on and gloves on. And you know, it just feels like we're in another world. It seems like it was World War III, because the fact that, you know, you have to stay in your house most of the time and you know, and then you have to be like 6 feet apart from people and stuff like that. You know, it's hard, but although they say keep your distance, but then when you're waiting and going to the store, you're right on top of people. So I don't know. It's kind of weird.
What kind of mask do you have? Did you make one yourself, or did you?
No. Guess what? You want to laugh at this? And everybody laughed at me, but it works. I actually use a pillowcase.
Oh yeah.
I know everybody laughs about it, but it serves a purpose. I wrap it around, and you know, I tie the thing in the back, and I put it over my nose and mouth, and that's it.
Huh. What's been your most selfish deed or thought during this whole thing?
I don't, I want my friends and family to be safe from this, you know, because it's just scary. It's just, you know, I went out to the grocery store to go shopping, and some stupid woman banged right into me, and I don't know if she did it on purpose or what. Because they said keep distance, and I noticed she was walking around, and she didn't even buy anything. She walking around, and she had nothing in her hands, and she did not have a basket. I thought that was kind of weird, because everybody else had a basket, or they had those small little things to put your food in, the little baskets to put your food in, but she had nothing. I don't know if she was in that trouble or what.
And in the store?
Banged into me. Yeah, and she banged into me and said, excuse me, but I looked up at her, and she walked by, and then later on, then I saw her, you know, in another part of the store walking around with nothing.
Can you name something that gave you pleasure today?
Yeah, the sun's out. No, yesterday it was raining all day, you know, and we had some downpours.
I had snow yesterday, actually.
Yesterday, you know, I had Canada had snow and Maine, again, which is, you know, the state, I guess, next to New Brunswick.
What's something that you think might never be the same after all this?
Well, I don't know. It just seems like nothing's the same now. You know, you have to be distant from people, and I don't know when the thing's going to straighten out. You know, I don't know, and nobody knows. That's the thing. It's not just I. Nobody knows.
Yeah.
And it's kind of scary. You know, you just don't know. They can't predict it, you know.
You think you'll go back to performing and doing piano lessons and everything?
Well, I am teaching right now, but I only have 2 students. I had about 6 or 7 of them, but all of them quit on me, but 2 students didn't, so I'm teaching them online, and the other people didn't want to do online, so, and doing that performance on the Facebook thing, that way things go, maybe just people might have to just perform online for a while until this straightens out, and we don't know when. But we did do this for fun, you know. Tom Yatz, the video DJ, he used a green screen, and he figured, well, I got a green screen, I got all this other stuff, and he said, we're going to do a Facebook live show. So he came all the way down here from Rhode Island, which was maybe 50 miles away. And did you see the blooper? The blooper.
I saw you post it. I didn't get to watch it yet, though.
Okay. And then I'm in a magazine, too. Matter of fact, that was just put up. He put it up about half an hour ago.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, the magazine's called Maritime Edit.
So you're still getting a lot of love in Canada, eh?
Oh, yeah. Well, you know something? The thing about me is I'm really not Canadian, but my grandmother was.
Yeah.
My grandmother's from Nova Scotia. I don't know if you ever heard of the town Tracadie, Nova Scotia. It's on the way. You know where Cape Breton is, right?
Yeah.
Okay, Tracadie's one of the towns that you go by on the highway on Route 104. Yeah. Do you know that my grandmother was an illegal?
Oh, really?
Yeah, because she came from Canada and she came here and she never really got her citizenship.
Huh.
But back then, I don't think they stress on it like they do now. Oh, I want to say, too, is I feel that... I have an unpredictable act. In other words, nobody can really duplicate me, you know, duplicate my act.
That's for sure.
They can try, but then they're not going to succeed. And I enjoyed talking to you.
Likewise. I'll send you a link when we put this up. I don't know exactly when it'll come out, but probably in the next, week or two.
Mhm. Yeah, it seemed like the things are really coming in. I got this, and then I had the magazine, and then I did the live show, and I think the live show was a good time because people aren't doing that much anyways. You know, if they want to go out to eat, they have to go to the restaurant and take out. They can't eat in. And, you know, it just seems like the whole world's like that though. It's just hard to believe. You know, who would ever think this would come down to this?
Yeah, I mean, you've lived longer than I have, but I certainly didn't see this coming.
Yeah. And my mom and dad didn't have to worry about this. You know, they passed on. They don't have to worry about it, you know. And my brothers passed on. They don't have to worry about it. Yeah, I had a brother. He passed away, almost 3 weeks ago now.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah.
And then you've got your...
Yeah, I do have. I have my son and his wife and 2 children, but I'm talking about, people I grew up with as a child, like siblings and parents, they're all gone. You know, they're all gone. Yeah. So I just wanted to just, you know, add that into it too, you know, let you know that what's going on there, you know.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for, you know, talking to me.
Thank you.
Okay. You have a nice, nice day.
You too, BJ.
Have a nice snowy day.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.